The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
You will know them as writers, actors and comedians, but when Joe McGuckin and Darren Conway get together, well, you will better know them as Stawlish. And they are bringing their podcast back to Vicar Street for another fun live show. And I'm so delighted that the lads are with me this morning. Darren and Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's the crack?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going well now. Very well. Lads, over 230 episodes of Stawlish. I mean, obviously it's going very well with a number like that, but for anyone who might not be familiar with the podcast, describe it in your own words.
Class.
Yeah, amazing. Incredible. What a podcast.
Doesn't even need words, just word. The, class. That's all you need to know.
The best podcast in the country by a mile.
Well, I believe it in the sense now that you are bringing the show back to Vicar Street. You're no strangers of it because you have played Vicar Street with the podcast before. How does the likes of a live show being up on the stage with a live audience kind of compare to the safety of recording in a studio with only the two of you?
I guess it's more prepared. We put the work in for the live show, whereas yeah. we just show up for the podcast.
Really?
We take everything from the podcast and turn the live show into kind of a celebration of the podcast, and we create sketches. It's more than just a podcast.
It's a variety
well.
Show.
Yeah, it is. Ooh. A bit. It is a bit.
We're Ireland's okay. answer to Ant and Dec.
If you say so, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and what is in store for this live show? You're coming to Vicar Street on the 12th of February. I'm presuming the plans are already kind of in place and a few ideas being thrown around, but what can we expect from the show?
I guess more of the same stuff, like comedy sketches. Like, we bring the video elements into it. We make sketches.
Mm. We make the audience a part of the show.
Mm. Yeah, it's
so very
the
audience
important.
Are very much involved in the whole process.
Yeah,
which is good. We've got live much. Cameras and stuff that cuts to the audience, and they're all like, "Oh, look, we're on the camera."
And everyone loves and everyone to see loves themselves it. On a camera. Yeah. With this podcast, you've had a couple of guests previously. Any dream guest? If you could contact anyone in the world to have on the podcast, who would you want?
It's when we do live shows and we bring out a guest. The audience usually turns against the guest. So it's
Oh my goodness.
Because they're podcast. So used to just me, Joe and Owen that when someone else gets involved, because we don't do many guests. Like, so when that happens, they're kind of like, oh, get them out of here.
It's ruining the dynamic.
Yeah.
So any potential guests that are listening this morning, if you get contacted in the next few weeks to be a part of the live show, don't do it. Also, lads, Christmas is coming up. Are you Christmas people? Are you looking forward to it now?
I would be. The older you get, the less Christmas you get, though. I feel.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You see, you make your own Christmas, though, don't you?
Yeah. That's all right, like.
I was listening to 98FM in the car on the way here, and you played Slade.
We did,
I felt like jumping out of the car while I was driving. I hate Christmas so much.
Oh my God.
I hate Christmas music.
Sorry.
I think it's like... Sorry for anyone that loves it.
Okay, the Grinch is here with us this morning on 98FM. Darren, you have another podcast, The Conways, with your gorgeous wife, Amy. A couple of weeks ago on that podcast, you were talking about Christmas clothes, that you want a Man United tracksuit as your Christmas clothes.
I was debating it. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a nice old tracksuit. I was saying there, I might get it for Christmas.
I didn't know if you were debating it now. You seem fairly set on it. Is Christmas clothes like a thing that you will...
I'll get Christmas clothes, no bother. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Joe, what do you make on this? Do you get Christmas clothes?
I used to when I was 16. You'd get fancy clothes for Christmas Day and then a tracksuit for Stevens' Day. And you'd go to Funderland.
Off to Funderland with your new Echo tracksuit.
Oh, wow.
Your Man United tracksuit.
I'll be in that Man United tracksuit.
So you're going to be in a Man United tracksuit on the 25th of December.
And Man United runners.
The matching set.
In Man United bed sheets.
Oh my goodness, I can picture it now. Listen, you've been at this for so long, the podcast. Is there anything that you've learned about each other in the process?
Good. I'm a better timekeeper.
Oh,
that's true.
Did you hear this now, Joe?
No, that's not necessarily true. He just gets taxis all the time.
That will get you there quicker.
The bus lane is my mate.
And Joe, anything you've learned about Darren?
Is anything that I've learned about Darren? He hasn't tried a lot of foods.
Yeah, like, that's right.
Before I met Darren, he never even tried sushi before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or a burrito. You never had a burrito.
Yeah. Or
and
ramen.
Do you feel like your job to kind of bring him to these places and give him these experiences?
I feel like I've an obligation.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
As a co-host, you absolutely
But I've experienced
do.
That, like most stuff now. I'd have a
he had calamari like. Last night for the first time.
Oh, never had calamari is lovely.
I never had it. And I was like, what was I missing out on?
Right.
Fried squid?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's fried like squid. Chewing a deep fried rubber band.
Yeah. The texture is
They're lovely
the
picky bits. They're
good picky bits. Yeah, yeah.
You could have them now on Christmas Day for your starter.
Ooh,
fried yeah. calamari.
Ooh, no, I couldn't skip the prawn cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have both.
Staple. Why not have both? It's Christmas, sure.
Yeah, sure, it's Christmas.
The live show is on the 12th of February. For anyone listening that might want to come along or maybe knows someone who is a fan of the podcast or both of you as well, it could be the perfect Christmas gift. Where can we get tickets?
Ticketmaster. And it would be the perfect Christmas gift. Not it could be. It's the best show in town and you don't want to miss it. And Christmas is coming up. Really, it's really close now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, get them.
That is the hard sell. I love it. I love it. Yes.
But lads, the best of luck with the live show on the 12th of February at Vicar Street. And of course, with the podcast as well, you can listen to Stall It on the Go Loud app. Darren and Joe, thank you so much for joining me on 98FM this morning.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. 98FM Lowdown. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Sometimes we talk about the husbands, sometimes we talk about the wives, sometimes we talk about relationships. We just never know what we're going to get with these celebrities. Am I right, Showbiz Shannon?
Absolutely. And today we're diving into Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. Throwback to that a couple of months ago. And actually, I haven't heard a whisper since.
I haven't heard a whisper since as well. And I was just kind of like, they're probably just like enjoying their bubble and living their best life.
I remember at the time when we were talking about this, you fully believed that they were a couple.
Yeah, and then everyone was saying it was a showmance because everyone was doing showmances on the red carpets between Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Don't get started on those. Jeez. Oh my God.
Well, Pamela did confirm that her and Liam were actually dating. They really, really were dating. She revealed they briefly dated after filming Naked Gun. So not while they were filming. It all happened
afterwards. Okay.
She spent an intimate week at his upstate New York home before deciding to go their separate ways.
Oh, so they were together a week.
So she said an intimate week they spent together.
Right, okay.
She said she had her own room, so they didn't share rooms.
Okay.
Their assistant spoke home. Their family even stopped by, which is a bit weird because
it's very soon.
That's a bit serious,
that's
isn't it?
Very serious, very fast. And maybe that's what happened. Maybe that scared them.
I don't know. Maybe the family didn't get on or something.
Oh, maybe that. Hot take.
She was like, I actually don't want to be a part of an Irish family. You are mad, you are. They went for dinner in a tiny French restaurant. And he even introduced her as future Mrs. Neeson.
No way. Sorry.
That's a bit love bombing, isn't it?
That's a bit love bombing there now. That's very intense. To me, it sounds like it all just got too intense too fast.
Yeah, and that would have been, like, Pamela would have been the first person he dated since his wife passed away a few years ago. So everyone was hoping that he'd get his happy ending.
Uh-huh.
She'd get her happy ending because she hasn't been lucky in love as well, bless her. So they had a week of fun. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And now they're single again.
Sometimes you need that. You know what? And maybe they will get the happy ever after at some stage, just not with each other.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on
Thank
that
you.
One. Next up, this queen is working on new music.
Oh, give me this now. Tell all.
So Christina Aguilera was on the Jennifer Hudson show. And if you haven't even seen her, just go and look her up because, oh my God, she looks amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible.
The face. The outfit, the hair, tick, 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 tick.
Everything.
All I want for Christmas is everything that she's got going on. She revealed there is new music that is being made. She said, I do take a minute, but integrity matters to me. I'm a message girl and I really like to absorb what's happening in the world before I put pen to paper.
This basically means that she has intentions to make new music, but don't expect it anytime soon. That's what I've gathered from that.
Oh no! I'm hoping that the pen was already to paper.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, no, no. That's too vague for me. Listen, once the intention is there, I'm happy enough with that.
Yeah, she's starting to talk about it now.
Exactly.
But that's not all. She also revealed she will finally release a documentary that she's been working on for several years. So a lot of filming has been going on behind the scenes and she teased it's going to be a very personal documentary.
I mean, the documentaries now are nearly bigger than, you know, a new single coming out or a brand new album. Like, they're fully focused on this as well. So 2-1 from Christina Aguilera. Listen.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to all.
And talking about Christmas, if you're looking for some Christmas gift inspo, Jeff Goldblum has you covered. He announced his brand new holiday vinyl and Christmas bubble combo.
Stop that.
With his face on it, of course. You know, you have to have his face on it.
Uh-huh.
That's on sale now. It will set you back $16.99
for a bubble.
Well, for the vinyl and the bubble. So you can look at the bubble on the Christmas tree while you're listening to it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Okay, okay, right, okay. You're selling it more to me. Go on.
There's two songs. On side B, we have Blue Christmas, and on side A, it's this classic.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
He can sing?
Yeah.
And since we've no place to go.
Oh, I love it.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, that is like silk. I want that vinyl now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get it. It's only $16.99.
$16.99 for the vinyl and for the bauble as well. Listen, Christmas gift idea. There you go. You have it all.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.